So one of the cool things that I see within university culture, within research culture, is that there has been a growing, I don't know if you call it urbanization or sort of identity. The term I was thinking was like non-snobbiness, where people are recognizing that small things, that doing little things is actually really super important. I am a big believer in that. I talk about that a lot. It's really about these sort of little tiny things that you do repeatedly, instead of, doing stuff that's really big. So for a long time, and it's still deeply, deeply built into it, that there is an emphasis on, doing these big things. So give you an example. Like things like, mergers and acquisitions, doing multi-million dollar deals, doing, large corporation things. That's the only things that actually matters. And I remember having this conversation years ago in one of my PhD classes that I was taking, and this would have been 20, this would have been back in 2007, so 15 years ago. Having this conversation, and one of the professors was like, he basically was saying like large corporations were the only thing that mattered, and I was like, nope, I don't think that that is actually the case. I think that there's many different things that actually matter. In fact, little matters often more. And I have become even more practical and non-snobby in emphasizing things like really small, I think, are super important. That's why I do, a lot of this stuff where it kind of keeps you somewhat humble, I guess, right? To know that, hey, it starts someplace. It starts little. It's not necessarily pretty. How do you actually build something? I don't know how to do it other than doing what I'm doing and doing all the things where you fill in spaces. You do things that don't necessarily feel like credible in any sort of way, and you just keep doing those things repeatedly until something actually happens. And the reason is that anybody that is quote unquote legitimate, they're not going to give you the time of the day until you actually have built something. Nobody really cares. Right. And so you have to figure out how to deal with this. That's kind of what entrepreneurship is dealing with being illegitimate a lot, right? Nobody's going to give you anything when you're starting out doing something, and you got to figure out how to incrementally move the needle until something actually happens, right? So it's dealing with so much of the, just feeling like, oh, this is stupid. What am I doing? Like, why am I doing this? This is totally pointless. All of those sort of feelings that you go through. And that's actually the bigger thing, I think, than the, let's go build a, large corporation or whatever. Right? I think what ends up happening is you got to figure out how to do that. And then as you build credibility and legitimacy, people start giving you more resources, and it becomes something. But you don't become something, you don't make something happen overnight, right? It just doesn't happen. You just don't have the resources. You just have to figure out, like, what do I do? And for me, it's being in this area. I know it's not legitimate. I know that, people discount all of these actions with the reciprocity project. I know I'm painfully aware of all of those things. And there's cracks of light every once in a while through the clouds where you're like, oh, people are kind of taking this a little bit more seriously, but this is many years in now, and it's taking a lot of effort, and it still feels that it doesn't feel like that at all. Right, it doesn't feel like, oh, this is a serious thing, and I'm just sort of mucking around with things. Like, there's no good way ever of doing it, Right? And if it was like this is the thing to do, everybody would be doing it. It'd be completely legitimate. It'd be legitimized. And it's not necessarily an entrepreneurial thing at that moment. Right? He's not creating something new because it's already been legitimized, and you have to figure out how to make this thing happen. Right? And that's a challenge with everything that you do when you're building it from nothing, particularly when you have nothing, right? Is you got to figure out, okay, how do I do this? What's that look like? Your default should not be, a bunch of Fortune 500 firms are going to come talk to you. Your default is nothing is going to happen, and you're going to be embarrassed, and you're going to feel like really awful about, the thing that you're doing. You're going to feel like you have a lemonade stand, basically, and everybody is driving by. It's like you're, a 30-year-old with a lemonade stand, and everybody's out there, driving by wondering what the hell you're doing. So, that's the idea to sort of get into or think about with entrepreneurship is getting used to that feeling of this is really silly, right? Like even if you were to, for example, even if you were to create a large babysitting service of some sort, right? When I say babysitting service, you might be thinking like, oh, this is silly, right? Like this is one person, but there are people that build, basically multinational corporations around babysitting, right? Like that's what nursing care and things like that are. And so, you have to get around what does this mean? How do you build this? And sort of frame it in your mind where it's not silly, right? Or I think of Spanx a lot because the person that created Sarah Blakely is comes from the institution that I'm at. And I think about that as like, hey, here's this person who's just like making and selling underwear. That's not a big thing at all, right? And now it's just, she was a one of the first billionaire females. Think about how rinky-dinky and sort of silly that feels to be doing that, and everybody's going to discount you, and that is the game of entrepreneurship is figuring out how do I deal with this, fill in the time until it actually turns into something, so you get it close enough to the dock that you can, you can just keep working at it. There's no alternative, right, other than figuring out how to do this. Figuring out like, hey, is one little thing at a time. You're gonna feel really stupid, silly, but you just do it. And you get up and you do it every day, and you figure it out as you do it. That's the important thing to think about. So if you're doing anything that's entrepreneurial, don't discount it. I'm highly aware of how rinky-dinky things actually feel, and just keep going with it. Right? Like that's, you're defining new categories often. You're defining new things. It's not going to be legitimized. It never is. It feels silly. Just get out and do it and try to make it a good time. All right. Take care. Have a wonderful day.